police officer is accused of beating and kicking a suspect who is already being held down by other officers in South L.A. KJ5's Steve Kuge is live outside police headquarters in downtown L.A. with more. Steve?
Hey, Mary Beth, the investigation into this attack is still ongoing. However, when it's all said and done, the LAPD could be on the line for a whole lot of money that they're going to owe to this guy, perhaps in the millions of dollars. That's because this injured man who's claiming an LAPD beat him ruthlessly, they're saying that he is now walking on crutches and, according to his attorney, in fear of his life.
I'm beginning to wonder if there are a small minority of officers that are literally smoking crack. To kick someone in the head and think that you can get away with it.
These are some of the injuries attorney Carrie Harper says her client received after a brutal beating at the hands, feet, and tasers of LAPD officers. Harper's client, Clinton Alford, was riding his bicycle on the sidewalk of Avalon Boulevard near 55th Street in South L.A. when officers tried to stop him. Alford led police in a short chase and then allegedly laid down on the ground and surrendered himself. The violent incident that came next was captured on the security camera of a nearby business. One person who saw the video said after Alford was restrained, an officer ran up and kicked him in the head like a football player kicking a field goal. That officer continued attacking Alfred's head, slugging him with his elbows and knees. Afterwards, Alfred was completely limp and possibly knocked unconscious.
Kicking the filling literally out of his tooth. They kick the filling out of his tooth. He's missing a filling.
LAPD Chief Charlie Beck responded to the beating, writing he was extremely concerned. In a statement, he said, "The investigation is ongoing, and there is still much that needs to be done to determine the facts of this matter. But let me be very clear. Any officer that is found to abuse the public is not welcome in this department, and we will apply whatever legal or administration means necessary to ensure the community's trust without exception." This case could turn out similar to this past summer's California Highway Patrol beating. A driver recorded an officer pummeling a homeless woman in the face alongside a freeway. That woman later sued the CHP and received a $1.5 million settlement, and the officer involved was forced to resign.